Just leave your doubt about it. Here's on a tip. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Hello, I'm Ed McMahon, your host for this segment of your Summertime Monitor. It's July, so it is summer, even though the display windows in some department stores are already featuring fall fashions and bathing suits at a reduced price, and the water still isn't warm enough to suit me. Coming up in a few minutes to talk with the brilliantly gifted young pianist Reuben Mitchell. But first, let's listen to the Young Americans. Gotta Get Along Without You.
American Motors Rambler dealer. I'm interested in one of your surprise time deals.
Good. Slip on this hat with the funny horns.
Okay.
Register surprise and your brain impulses make the horns honk. Now, look at this 1967 Rebel. Tom McHale of Mechanics Illustrated says there isn't a better intermediate-sized car sold in the U.S. than the 1967 Rebel.
I'll take it.
The Rebel?
The hat. And the Rebel, too. Surprise?
No, Rebels outsell the hats 5-1.
Surprise. You get your kind of deal on your kind of car at your American Motors Rambler dealer.
There's a new, bright, young musical talent on the entertainment horizon. He's pianist Reuben Mitchell, whose musical education began at the age of 5. Said one well-known critic after hearing Mitchell, "The most electrifying pianist I've ever heard." Well, Reuben Mitchell, welcome to Monitor.
Thank you, Ed. It's a pleasure being with you.
Nice to have you here. Where were you born?
I was born in Kingston, Jamaica.
Oh, that's such a romantic-sounding town.
So I've been informed. Yeah. I haven't lived there since I was born.
How many members of your immediate family?
Well, my mother is one girl with 16 sisters.
16 sisters?
And two brothers.
And how about your brothers and sisters?
I have one sister.
One sister. 16 sisters. How do you keep track of... You have so many aunts. How do you keep track of all their names?
Well, that leads to my playing the piano, because I was brought up perhaps more like a girl than a boy.
Really?
Really. And
so much female influence in the family.
That's right. That's right.
I think it'd be interesting to our Monitor listeners to know how you first got interested in the piano.
Well, it's a funny thing, being an only boy for a very long time in a family that consisted of 16 aunts. And the mother, of course, they were all, believe it or not, very religious. And my musical influence was from a religious standpoint. My mother being married to a minister, and there it was.
Do you play any other musical instruments?
Well, yes. I went on to the organ, and I had a little experience with the guitar, and I am... a natural-born drummer.
Gee, I'm most envious. I don't do anything in the musical line. How would you describe yourself, your own piano style?
Well, I have been listening, watching, and praying to play like so many great artists today. Some have passed on. And I finally came up with the idea of doing something that would sound like all of them put together. I used to imagine what would Oscar Peterson and Art Tatum sound like if they were playing together. Mm-hmm. This is how I started my particular style of playing. And then I was deeply influenced by the grand old opera sound, the Kentucky Hoedown, the mm-hmm. Tennessee Mountain People sound. To this very day, I'm very much carried away with the banjo. And this is how it all started.
I'm going to give you a tough question, and you may decline if you like. Who is your favorite piano player?
Oh, that's not tough at all. Oscar Peterson, today, is my favorite pianist.
Still. Do you have any hobbies, Reuben?
Yes, I do. I, at one time in my life, in my younger days, used to ride motorcycles and drive race cars, believe it or not.
Hmm. And that kind of dangerous for me. I have to protect those hands.
I didn't realize the danger until I started to make a little noise with the piano, and people would say, my goodness, you ride a motorcycle to work, you know?
Hmm.
And then I started to think about it, and it was true. I had a spill. And I injured my elbow. Then I gave it up.
Reuben, we're glad you did. And thank you for joining us here on Monitor. Let's listen now to Reuben Mitchell's version of That Lady on Horseback, Lady Godiva. Question. What president born 200 years ago on the 11th of July was not born a United States citizen? You give up. John Quincy Adams. When he was born, we were still British colonies. At home or away, state 2-2, the Monitor Beacon. Little by little, and bit by bit, the Ray Charles singers lead the way.
Little by little and bit by bit, you're gonna fall in love with me. a great long journey. A lot of little notes make a symphony. So little by little and bit by bit, you're gonna fall in love with me. Little by little and bit by bit, that's the way it's gonna be.
In one moment, a report on the Winter Olympics. Monitor Sports is brought to you by your Olds dealer, who is saying yes during his year-end sale.
Your Olds dealer can't say no. He doesn't know the meaning of the word. All he can say is yes. Y-E-S for year-end savings on every beautifully engineered new Oldsmobile in stock. He's offering annual year-end savings on the elegant 98s, on the great 88s, including the richly appointed Delta 88 Custom. He's saying yes on youthful F-85s and Cutlass Supremes. He's even saying Y-E-S on the fabulous front-wheel drive Toronados. Every one features rocket power, plus a long list of standard safety, comfort, and convenience features. And you can add a stereo tape player, an AM-FM radio, or any number of many other Oldsmobile personal options. Y-E-S. Year-end savings makes it harder than ever to say no to a spirited young Oldsmobile. Don't fight it. See your yes man, your Oldsmobile dealer, now. Say yes to a new 1967 Oldsmobile at year-end savings.
The Winter Olympics will be held in Grenoble, France on February 6th. And if you're planning to make the trip but still don't have accommodations, the people to contact are Oliver Trenner and Michael Jockerman, who are the Olympic accommodations and housing folks. A report from Monitor's Jay Miller in Grenoble.
Mr. Jockman, how many visitors do you think will be coming to the Grenoble Olympics?
I should say about 80,000, but not at the same time, of course.
How many days do you think the average visitor will stay?
I should say about a week.
Mm-hmm, about that. Mr. Trenner, tell us something about Grenoble. How many hotel rooms do you have in Grenoble?
Well, in Grenoble itself, there's quite a fair hotel capacity, but naturally it is necessary for an event like the Olympic Games to house the Olympic officials, both American and from other nationalities, French, etc., and they must naturally have a priority in the according to the rules of the Olympiad.
Mm-hmm. This means, then, that you're going to have to put some guests in outlying communities, I guess.
I think this is always the case in a major sporting event. For instance, even with the international events that took place at Squaw Valley, many people were accommodated in places like Reno and even beyond.
Mm-hmm. How are you going to handle the transportation, Mr. Jockman, if these people are, say, living 20 or 30 miles away, if the visitors to the Games, how will they get to Grenoble so they can see the Games?
Well, we have two sets of resorts. First of all, the near ones, you say 20, 30 miles, these will have buses at their disposal. But we are using as well cities like Aix-les-Bains or Lyon or Valence or Chambéry, which are, let's say, average 40 to 80 miles from Grenoble. And the French railroads will run special fast train services, let's call it shuttle services, every morning and evening to connect with all the events.
Mm-hmm. What about transportation, Mr. Trenner, to the various Olympic sites?
There will be a very large number of buses which will leave from a central point in Grenoble to reach all the villages in which the snow events are to take place. This should provide no problem at all.
If you had some advice for the American visitor who might be coming to Grenoble, Mr. Trenner, what would you say? What would you tell him to expect?
I would tell him to expect, first of all, that he will receive a very warm welcome when he gets here. And secondly, I would tell him to make his request for accommodation as early as possible.
And you think that your bureau will probably be accommodating 80,000 people here?
No. We believe we will look after about 15 to 20,000 people because all the others will already have made the arrangements before we came into existence. We have letters here showing that some American people have booked as early as the next day after the games were announced to be held in Grenoble. So these are set already. No, we are here to help people who can't help themselves at this late stage.
Heaven helps those who help themselves, and heaven is being helped in this case by the Olympic Accommodation Bureau. Thank you both very much, gentlemen. We've been speaking with Mr. Oliver Trenor and Mr. Michel Jacquemin, who were with the Olympics Accommodation Bureau here in Grenoble. This is Jay Miller reporting for Monitor Sports.
And now a word about Kendall GT1 Racing Oil. That's the sound of high-performance engines. Mustangs, Thunderbirds, Camaro, Barracuda, Sports, Super Sports, GTs, and many other cars have them. Do you? Well, if so, remember, super-powered engines need super protection. Get it with Kendall GT1 Racing Oil. Refined from the choicest 100% Pennsylvania crude oil, reinforced with special additives to prevent rust, deposits, foaming, and wear, Kendall GT1 was born on the Watkins Glen Grand Prix racecourse. Works its magic just as well in your car when you drive on the turnpike or in city traffic. So ask your dealer for Kendall GT1 today. For colorful sports news and the late sports results, stay tuned to Monitor. Sandy Koufax has joined Monitor and will be heard throughout the weekend.
Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Vera Miles, lovely co-star of The Spirit is Willing, a Paramount picture. And it's a ghost story, isn't it, Vera? How about some clues?
Now, Army, how could you enjoy it if I cleared up all the suspense? But I will tell you this.
Yes?
The Spirit is Willing is not only full of mystery and chills, it's guaranteed to keep you laughing while you shudder. And now, mum's the word, Army. Unless you want to talk about Coppertone.
A pleasure, Vera. And I see you've joined the Tannibals.
Hasn't everyone? You get such a marvelous tan with Coppertone, and I never worry about drying or peeling.
That's because Coppertone contains the most widely beach-tested sunscreen, and it's also enriched with moisturizers that make skin more tannable, keep it satiny smooth.
Well, I wouldn't dream of using any other suntan product.
That's right, Vera. Tan. Don't burn. Use Coppertone.
Exactly. Coppertone truly gives you a better tan. And you may quote me, Army Archer.
Thank you, Vera Miles. I will.
Knights, Horn Dewey. Now, this message.
That covers the club dues. Now let's hear from Al Bixby on entertainment. Al? Al?
Al.
When you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with No-Doz. No-Doz Keep Alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you become more naturally alert to people and conditions around you.
Sharpen your wits with No-Doz. No-Doz keeps you alert.
According to the Associated Press, Red China's chairman, Mao Zedong, has a new LP album out featuring Chairman Mao's quoting from his quotations. If that doesn't hit Peking's top 20, there'll probably be some new quotations from Chairman Mao. This is Monitor, your traveling companion, coast to coast on weekends. In Rochester, Minnesota, hear us on KROC. Hello, Rochester. This is Ed McMahon.
This is Joe Garagiola. For a look at the weekend sports world, join me each Saturday and Sunday for my Monitor Sports Show on NBC Radio.
The Lake Talton Club in Pike, New Hampshire is a happening place where the nicest people meet the nicest people. Add Talton's five crystal clear lakes and 5,500 acres sky high in the White Mountains, unpolluted air, and you have the vacation rare. And add Talton's famous White Mountains Festival of the Seven Arts, now in full swing. Gourmet feasts, never-ending fun and festivities, and you'll discover a thousand reasons for coming to Talton. Yes, Talton is the different vacation. As comfortable as yesterday, contemporary as today, exciting as tomorrow. For reservations, call Walter Jacobs, innkeeper from New York City. Dial direct.
18 million Americans, a record number, are expected to travel abroad this summer. But for the 178 million of you who are still here, here's Al Martino's Mary in the Morning.
Nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the morning. When through a sleepy haze I see her lying there, soft as the rain that falls on summer flowers, warm as the sunlight shining on her golden hair. When I wake and see her there so close beside me, I want to take her in my arms. The ache is there so deep inside me, and nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the morning, chasing a rainbow in her dreams so far away. And when she turns to touch it, I kiss her face so softly, then my Mary wakes to love another day. And Mary's there in sunny days or stormy weather. She doesn't care, 'cause right or wrong, the love we share together. And as we walk, I hold her close beside me, all our tomorrows for a lifetime we will share.
Hey, Mr. American Motors Rambler Dealer, it's surprise time.
Yes. And say the secret surprise word, you get a special surprise.
The secret surprise word is duck.
I'm interested in this yellow duck.
This is our top-of-the-line ambassador.
Yeah, what's my surprise?
See this low list price? Well, this ambassador sells for even less.
But what's my surprise for saying duck?
Here.
What?
You're a surprise.
for a surprising deal on a 1967 Ambassador. See your American Motors Rambler dealer.
While you drive, it's NBC. Monitor on NBC.
Hello, Ed McMahon here with Monitor 67. How's this for a vacation idea? A 2-week cruise while seeing the USA. More on that in a few minutes. John Gary's our opener with Everybody Say Peace.
I wish I had a big, big camera. I'd hang it up in space and take a family photograph of the whole human race. Watch the birdie and everybody say peace. Everybody say peace to make the whole world smile. Everybody say peace. Together and line them up in rows. I check the film and set the lens and shout, hold that pose. Watch the birdie and everybody say peace. Everybody say peace to make the whole world smile. Everybody say peace. It's the way it could always be. Watch the birdie and everybody say peace. Everybody say peace to make the whole world smile. Everybody say peace. And everybody say peace. Everybody say peace to make the whole world smile. Everybody say peace, and everybody say peace, everybody say peace.
La, 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 la.
This is Keenan Wynn.
Wynn.
Forgetting for a moment the controversy that continues to rage over whether or not I am related to the Wynn Oil Company people,
people.
I'd like to make a more important point.
Fight.
Wynn's products do keep cars going strong.
Strong!
This was proven conclusively last Memorial Day at Indianapolis. The cars that finished first, second, and third all used Wynns.
Wynns!
But what about everyday driving? In hot weather, weekend and vacation trips, use Wynns' new Charge.
Charge!
A can of Charge in your crankcase ensures full engine compression, prevents oil burning, and gives your car total power.
Power!
Switch to Charge and keep your car going strong. Wherever you get gas or service, ask for Charge. Made by Wynn.
Motivation
of Azusa.
You still have time to go home and pack your bags, folks, but don't delay. We'll be leaving shortly on our riverboat cruise aboard the luxurious Delta Queen, the only authentic steamboat that travels the routes of riverboat gamblers, dandies, and southern belles. Hey, I'd love to bet a riverboat, Parker. Anyway, for a new vacation idea, from a few days to a few weeks, let's drop in for a pre-cruise visit on the Delta Queen. The powerful paddle-wheeler is propelling vacationists to historic places right here in the USA. Families are seeing cities along our great rivers from a new angle, and at a leisurely pace that we've almost forgotten.
We're
standing on the deck of the Delta Queen, docked at Nashville, Tennessee, and it's our pleasure to talk with the Calliope player that you just heard a moment ago. And I would like to ask the colonel here if that's Calliope Calliope.
Well, according to Webster, it's pronounced Calliope after one of the Greek muses, but actually, Webster never played one. Those of us who play it on the river and in circuses and carnivals refer to it as the calliope. It can be remembered through the little circus jingle about, see the monkey climb the rope, hear the beautiful calliope.
You've just heard the voice of Colonel J. Quimby. I know, reading material concerning the calliope, that you have a remote keyboard, and this is an unusual thing.
Yes, the traditional calliope, of which only 60 were ever built, by the way, was a circle of whistles, and the performer sat right in the circle of whistles and performed at a brass keyboard, which was very stiff, and it mechanically opened the valves to the steam whistles. And he received the boiling hot water and hot steam right in his face. Also, the soot and flying embers from the little donkey boiler. But in this particular installation, for the first time in history, we have installed a remote keyboard. The keyboard is on one deck and the whistles are on the deck above, so that we've taken the calliope out of the steam bath.
Colonel, this is your first trip to Nashville in many a year with any kind of steamboat. Where else have you been, or will you go this year with the Delta Queen?
She makes trips from Cincinnati down to New Orleans and back in the spring and the fall. And through July and August, it's our custom to make a series of seven-day trips from Cincinnati to Kentucky Lake and back.
How many folks do you usually carry on board the Delta Queen?
Well, fewer than 200.
What's the longest time a passenger has spent aboard other than one working on board the Delta Queen?
Well, let's consider Dora Schreiber from St. Louis. She's a very famous repeater passenger. It's her custom to move in aboard the Delta Queen in the spring when we put the vessel in commission. And she stays aboard until we take the vessel out of commission the next winter. She says that's lots more fun than stopping at a hotel in St. Louis.
Colonel, I think it would be a great deal of fun and completely relaxing to get aboard the Delta Queen and take a trip. We'd like to thank you for being our guest here on Monitor. This is Bob Laughlin from WSM.
Sounds like fun, seeing America aboard a paddle wheeler. A change of pace from the normal hurry-up, dad's waiting for us in the car type of summer vacation.
A man from Silverspoon asks, is there snob appeal in cooking with accent? Well, if you like to have the upper hand when it comes to great barbecues, accent is in a class all by itself. The distinction doesn't come from bribing the butcher, growing your own rare herbs and spices, but by waking up all the flavor possible with accent. Keeping your nose in the air isn't the only way to get into high society. You must do everything in extremely good taste. And that's where accent comes in.
We've got accommodations for everyone. We travel north, south, east, and west, seeing all the points of interest along the way. Where? Right here, on the Monitor Beacon.
Oh, miss, I hear Northeast serves hot snacks on Yellowbird jets to Boston.
Yes, sir. On 17 Yellowbird jets every weekday.
Oh, what time do they leave?
At 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, and 11:30.
All jets, right?
Yes, sir.
New Yellowbirds, huh?
Yes.
What are those times again?
Wouldn't you rather hear our jingle, sir?
Catch a Northeast Yellowbird.
For centuries, comedians have been able to get a laugh from a loud, funny ka-choo at an opportune moment. But a sneeze isn't a laughing matter, no matter what the timing, to the one out of every 20 Americans who suffers from hay fever. But there is help for the illnesses and discomforts that are caused by respiratory allergies. Call your doctor. Professional medical care can bring substantial relief and sometimes cure to those suffering from hay fever and other respiratory allergies.
This message has been brought to you by your local Tuberculosis and Health Association, who consider this a matter of life and breath.
The Come Alive sound on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
Monitor 67 and Ed McMahon. They say a rainbow is really an optical illusion. But personally, I think that's a heck of a way to look at one. The Gunther Kallman Chorus has still another idea. Paint yourself a rainbow.
Paint yourself a rainbow when the skies start turning gray. Rainbows chase the clouds away. Catch yourself a moonbeam you can hang your trundles on. All your cares will soon be
For my next act, I'm going to tell you all about a beauty product. Well, don't laugh, because I really know what I'm talking about. It's a shampoo, a really good concentrate shampoo. It's made by the Breck people. It's called Breck Concentrate, not surprisingly. And it's what you might call a family shampoo. My wife, Alice, found it first for us, and being concentrated just a little goes a long, long way and makes plenty of lather. Not a bad idea with a bunch of kids around like ours. And being Breck, it's a very good shampoo, full of conditioners and all those things. So it even suits baby fine hair like my daughter Linda's. And it's in a plastic tube, so you don't have to worry about the kids breaking it. And we take it with us on the boat in the summer for that very reason. I like it because one shampoo for all of us means we don't have all those bottles cluttering up the bathroom shelf. So here's that name again, Breck Concentrate Shampoo, the McMahon Family Shampoo. You'll like it. You know something? Here we are halfway through picnic and pickle month, and I don't think he even mentioned it. Well, maybe it's just as well. We've got enough things to remember already. Here's our song.
Monitor. Oh, Daddy, I'm so glad we picked this camp. It's just beautiful.
Here are some of the things you can do by long distance. You can chat about little things and seriously discuss important things. You can talk about old times, tell a father he's the greatest, or a mother that you're eating proper meals. You can keep the family feeling going. That's why the Bell System says that long distance is the next best thing to being there.
What? Yes, Dad, I love you too.
Did he say to go 4 miles to Route 3 and then take a left?
He said to go 3 miles to Route 4 and turn right.
I distinctly heard him say
the next time you take a trip, a couple of weeks before you plan to leave, stop at a mobile station and ask for a mobile travel routing form. You just fill in where you're going. And mobile will send you a marked route map, a booklet of travel and safety tips, and brochures that tell you things to see and do along your way.
Maybe it was 5 miles to Route 6.
It's a good way to get there.
Next, Monitor Comedy Time, starring Mike Nichols and Elaine May. As the scene opens, our hero makes a mistake. But of course, he doesn't know it.
Hello.
Hello, Nancy.
No, it isn't. I'm sorry, you have the wrong number.
Is this Rector 44445?
No, it isn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. But don't hang up.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. You sound very nice.
Thank you. You've got the wrong number. Why don't you try dialing again?
Well, what number is this?
This is not Rector 4445, whatever you said it was.
I don't understand, because I am dialing Rector 44445.
Why don't you call the operator? What a wonderful idea that might be.
Well, now, listen, don't get angry.
I'm not angry.
What number is this?
This is not Rector 44445.
Yeah, but I didn't say what it was, and I said, what is it?
Well, it isn't what you want.
Well, we don't know that.
Yes, we do. We know that very well. I know that. Now, I'd like you to know it, too, and then we can know it. It'll be a secret that we share.
What do you look like?
I'm very beautiful.
Well, you don't sound like you're very busy right now.
Yes, I'm not very busy. I have nothing at all to do.
Well, maybe you'd like to make a new friend.
No, I don't think so. I have enough friends as it is. Too many.
Are you sure?
Quite positive.
Well, aren't you even curious about me?
No, not at all.
But listen, this might be the big thing in your life.
Yes, it might. What a pity, because I'm going to have to miss it.
But why don't you take a chance? Listen, why don't you let me come up and you take a look at me? And if you don't like me, you can just slam the door in my face. Now, that's a deal.
It's not necessary. I don't like you from talking to you.
Well, then why haven't you hung up?
Oh, what a good idea.
Oh, that's sad. Their love was never meant to be. Now a word about one-hour modernizing dry cleaning.
Be off to a fresh start with one-hour modernizing. Your clothes will be fresh, clean, look new again with modernizing. Safe, odorless, gentle, professional care. Be off to a fresh start with one-hour modernizing dry cleaning.
Enjoy that new clothes feeling with modernizing everywhere you go. There are over 2,500 franchised one-hour modernizing stores coast to coast and around the world. Nichols and May monitor regulars every weekend. I'm sure you're all aware of the problem of mental retardation, but maybe you're not aware that there's something you can do to help. If you drive, for example, you could relieve parents by taking the retarded youngsters to school or to the doctor. There are other ways you can help, too. To find out what they are, write the President's Committee on Mental Retardation, Washington, D.C., zip code 20201.
Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archer, visiting Sharon Tate, exciting co-star of the Martin Ranzelhoff film, Don't Make Waves. But you do make them in the picture, Sharon. Great big ones.
Yes, a pretty good one. Say, Army?
That I would. Fast-moving, sophisticated. Don't Make Waves is very funny. Best of all, seeing you on a surfboard, Sharon, is worth the price of admission.
Why, thank you, sir. I love being out in the sun.
And when someone asks how you get such a terrific tan?
Well, I tell them, join the Tannables. Use Coppertone. It really gives you a better tan.
Smart girl. Coppertone is enriched with moisturizers that make your skin more tannable. Keep it satiny smooth.
There's nothing like it. I agree when Victor Moan sings.
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan don't burn, get a Coppertone tan.
A Coppertone tan really brings out the best in a girl.
Sharon Tate, you took the words right out of my mouth.
The Brass Ring and Love in the Open Air. Now, this word.
In hot, sticky weather, a simple talc or dusting powder just isn't enough. It can't give you deodorant protection. But now you can use Ammon's Medicated Powder, a body powder that provides deodorant action while it soothes and comforts your skin. Ammon's powder helps keep you fresh all over for hours. And no simple talc or dusting powder does that. Be comfortable and nice to be near. Use Ammon's Medicated Powder every day.
Next, monitor news on the hour. If you're driving today, take it easy. There's just as much time today as there is any day. This is Ed McMahon.
Leave to the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.
Now, famous opera star Robert Merrill sings a famous classic.
Ship is the one for you to have when you're having more than one. Ship. Pleasure doesn't fade even when your thirst is done. The most rewarding flavor in this man's world for people who are having fun. Ship is the one beer to have when you're having.
week may be the hottest yet and the thirstiest. Will you have enough Schaefer beer on hand to weather it? Chances are you'll want plenty, because the first glass of Schaefer is just the beginning. Schaefer gives you first beer pleasure that keeps coming through, beer after frosty cold beer. So don't get caught short. Be sure you have plenty of Schaefer beer in your refrigerator. Pick up extra six packs today. WNBC, AM and FM News.